This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee, and this is your podcast discovery show.
People need it. I don't think people realize how much they need us.
Fair.
Because I didn't realize how much we needed us.
Needed all this sunshine in your life, and you're welcome.
But there's just like so many podcasts out there.
3 million.
And even when I'm like trying to find something new, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so when we started digging into this and finding amazing podcasts to recommend to people, I'm like, damn, we are needed.
We're very much so. We are very much so a necessity out here in these streets. Well, I have a podcast that I really think you will like, Dax.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
It's mainly because you have made it abundantly clear that you likes to get in and get out with your podcast.
So true.
Unless it's
give me short stuff.
Give it to me quick, or don't give it to me at all. And we have a new segment that we're going to kick off for all of you guys called Done in a Day, right?
I'm in.
I know you are.
I am so in, all in.
First up on our Done in a Day is Dirty John.
Ooh, it's a good one.
It is. You did tell me about this, and I was talking to you about it. So for those of you that don't know, Dirty John would partner up with multiple women, correct? If I'm saying this correctly.
The story focuses around
he and this one woman.
Yes.
So it goes into the ebbs and flows of that relationship and how he subsequently...
And how her family hated him, because I think they could see the writing on the walls. This guy just is using our mom for her money.
Susan, what is he doing to help you out with? I don't think her name is Susan, but that's just the first name that popped in my head. But anyways, he ended up dead. Her daughter did it. She claims it was self-defense. So it's this whole journey, intrigue, murder, mystery. Well, no mystery, because he did. And her sister did. Her daughter did it. So.
And you're right, because this one you could binge very quickly. I like this recommendation of a short podcast.
Dirty John. Check it out, guys.
And by the way, if you're watching the YouTube version of this podcast, can we check out my socks today?
Oh!
You haven't even seen the greatness that
what
are these.
What does that say? Krabby Patty. Is that SpongeBob?
SpongeBob socks! Yes!
He's trying to worm his way up the wiki feet, but you're still at a 4.3. Don't go anywhere, guys. This is Pod Sauce. Welcome back to Pod Sauce, guys. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
Dax, it's that time for you to shine, sugar.
Let's do it.
Dax's pick. What you got for me?
My pick for the week is Against the Odds.
Okay.
It's a podcast all about people and surviving incredible circumstances. You know, whatever
so far,
that
I like
is.
It.
I listened to the one I got kind of hooked on was season 5. Okay. They have an entire season based on this survival story of a shipwreck off the coast of Africa. The sailors were enslaved and basically their journey across the Sahara Desert, which is a really hard place to survive, finding food, finding water, all of this to their eventual outcome of freedom. But the podcast, I was reading some of the other titles that sound really interesting. Like there's a couple miners that were trapped in a cave. There are a couple girls that got lost in the desert. So there's a bunch of other episodes that I haven't gotten to yet, but they sound fascinating.
Well, the one about the girls being trapped in the desert, 1,000%.
Right?
I think I'm going to scurry on over and listen to that one. So, Against All Odds, you say?
Against the Odds.
Against the Odds.
Against the Odds. And so, I don't know. Something about people surviving horrible things.
Yeah.
It just, sign me up.
Yeah.
I'm in. I want to see how they survived it. I want to see what it took. You know, like, even like 127 hours where, like, I had to, like, cut off his own arm, like, to survive.
The things, what would you do? Because you're, and then your mind starts to go there, too, right? Like, what would I do if I were in a comparable situation?
Yeah.
And then you kind of, it's like, you know, you have to hold a mirror up to yourself and say, do I think I have what it would take to get through?
I mean, I have a hard time making it past this production without a granola bar, let alone like 5 days without food. I'd be like,
I'm over here,
take me now.
Let me know when it's 11. Intermittent
fasting. Let alone cut off my own arm.
For sure.
No, thank you.
For sure. Okay.
I would be the one dead, but stuck between the rocks.
Dead Fred. Dead Fred.
So that is my recommendation for my pick of the week is Against the Odds.
Against the Odds. Sounds dope. Well, you guys can find out more on Zach's pick by going to podsauce.com as well as all the other podcasts that we will be talking about on our show.
And sign up for our newsletter. You can do that at podsauce.com because we will send you our picks of the day.
You're no longer hand delivering those things?
It's been getting a little busy. A lot of people have been signing up for the newsletter, so it's getting hard to hand deliver them one at a time these days.
I thought you were going to get tired at some point. I was like, at some point, this man is going to get tired of hand delivering our newsletter to people, and he's going to get with my program and hit send.
There's so much there, so we will be right back.
Welcome back, guys, to Pod Sauce. I am Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
We have the two hosts from Criminality joining us today, and I'm super excited. We have Rebecca Sebastian and Melissa Ray. Hey, booze. Hey.
Ooh. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So happy to be here.
Thank you.
So tell people that maybe haven't tuned in, haven't heard your podcast yet, give us a little brief synopsis of what it's about.
Melissa, you start. Criminality is where true crime meets reality. If you follow reality stars, they've gotten messier and messier over the years. And it works for us. That gives us tons of episode ideas. So it's just where they kind of intersect. It's not murder, but it's the white collar crime. It's the Erica Girardis. It's those sort of things in the Real Housewives TLC world.
That's all. Do you cover like people who have become famous based on large crimes, or more so they were famous and then committed a crime?
I'm looking at you, Winona Ryder.
I'm looking at
is
you.
Is that me that we're talking about?
No, Winona Ryder.
No, I know. I get it. Yeah. She gives me Winona Ryder vibes. I've gotten Winona before. But mostly it's people who've become famous through reality TV. So we know, let's say, for example, one of Melissa's stories was Anna Nicole Smith. A lot of us came to know her through her iconic early days of reality TV show. And while there weren't crimes in the traditional murder sense, again, taking a little break from those, there were lots of legal, fraught with legal issues, lots of lawsuits. We're learning a lot about lawsuits.
Have you guys covered anyone that has done the murder kill kill?
On our regular shows, we have other shows, but we haven't. I know the one that comes up a lot is the Survivor producer that ended up in some issues killing his wife allegedly in Mexico. That's one.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
He is out, so I don't know if we really want to talk about that one.
Yeah, but, we don't want him to come find us. You're right.
Just look for them behind the TVs, right? The stack of TVs. No, so
don't break our fourth wall.
Right. Yeah.
So one of the things that I know that you do on your podcast is one of you will explain the story while the other person is essentially listening in and finding out the story for the first time. How do you guys decide who's going to listen, who's going to talk on this week's episode?
Yeah, that's like my favorite part of our show, really, especially the weeks it's not my story when I get to listen to Melissa.
But we alternate. We started, Melissa really had the idea for this show and kindly offered to invite me along as her co-host. So she took the first one, so I show up. And the other fun thing is when it's the person's turn to tell the story, at the very end when they're finished, the other co-host will share three clues as to what they're going to do next episode. Mm. So then the listeners start guessing, and even Melissa and I will guess each other's. But we usually, I would say, like 9 times out of 10, we don't know what the other one will tell. So we're really listening on the edge of our seat along with our audience, which is really fun.
Melissa, what has been your favorite pick from Rebecca thus far?
Oh man, she's so good. The last one she did, I really loved. It was about Rachel. You could tell.
Ooh, I listened to it. It was good.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
It's good, right? Yeah. There's cereal and cartoons. It's very upsetting. A lot of things we found out about Tiger Woods, but it's a fascinating story. And she did such a great job sharing it. It was a super, super fun one. And Rachel's connection to reality TV was her being on Celebrity Rehab several years ago. Yeah. So that's that was kind of her connection and how we were able to share her story. So we'll do like adjacent reality TV people, but honestly, if you've been on one reality show, you've been on like 100, and we're learning that very, very, very quickly.
whose pick was the Anna Nicole episode? Because I listened to that one, and I too want to figure out how can I get on that hustle, because I'm tired of working. And I had, I had no idea that her husband, well, her I guess he was her husband. Yeah, they did get married at the time.
Technically.
That that was his second time just marrying basically a beautiful woman just to look at. Like, the first one died with a $5 million estate. I don't even think I have $500 in my account. So I'm like, how can
this is good work if you can get it. I think Melissa did us a real service by sharing that information.
Yes.
And that was Melissa's episode. And that is one of my favorites.
God bless you, Melissa.
I think we need to start a class, you know, how to marry a millionaire.
And all you got to do is just
have to do nothing.
Nothing. You don't even have to tickle them or tickle anything.
Please, God, no tickling.
There's a no tickling clause.
You don't have to tickle anything.
Just tickle away.
So are you guys big, like, pop culture junkies? Do you guys consume all the TV shows? Are you very invested in entertainment news? I'm just curious kind of what your backgrounds are.
I would say
I think
we
that's
are.
Kind of how we connected. Yeah, just over nonsense. Rebecca is the one friend whenever something big happens with Britney or, you know, a housewife, I go to text her, but then I think, oh, she already knows this. This happened 4 seconds ago. She knew 3 seconds ago. So it's fun because I can say things to her that I can't say to other friends because she, if you're in the know, you're in the know. And so
when you know.
In the know. Yeah. So yeah, we're both, I would say, pretty big on the pop culture stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You want to do the top podcast?
Well, I was waiting for them to talk about my podcast and be like, oh, we love Hollywood Raw because we've had half of our guests
oh
on the Hollywood Raw
God.
Podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
You beat us. You beat us to the punch.
No, we were going to plug you.
It was fun because Mike the Situation, they did a whole episode on Mike the Situation. I love the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. I love all the characters, and especially Mike and all the drama that he's gone through. Was that your first episode?
That was our very first. And Melissa did that one. And I was going to say a different one, but that might be my favorite because it has a redemption story, the redemption of Mike Sorrentino, right? And so who doesn't want to hear that? So yes, he went through a lot of troubles, but we got to relive the best of Jersey Shore moments. Melissa brought up all the good ones, all the highlights. We got to hear the drama and the mess, but then he's really come out on the other side and he's living this amazing life with a beautiful family. So I loved that episode because it was like, it left on a very high note. We like to see these people do well and succeed after their problems. We really do.
Absolutely.
That was a great example.
But I think that's what I like about criminality. Not just, but also, they're so in depth. Like, again, I had no idea that all of this took place in Anna Nicole's life prior to, like, I didn't know or I forgot that she was even discovered by Guess. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Marciano? Am I saying his last name right? What's his first name? I forget, Melissa, but I know you know.
Oh, I'm going to let Rebecca. She knows fashion.
Okay.
Wear sweatpants. I was going to throw it to you because it was your episode. I think you pronounced it right.
Okay.
I do not know his first name.
Well, that guy, like, you know, gave her...
Yeah.
I completely forgot because when she hit, and she hit so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you forget all the other little pieces, all the other little facets of their lives prior to. But that's what I love about Criminality. It's beautifully produced, like, so well-researched. And I just think you ladies are kicking butt.
And to continue on the giving of props, I enjoyed, like, the Rachel Yucatel, mostly because I was so involved with that story being in entertainment news and Tiger Woods. And I remember that Thanksgiving because I got a call on Thanksgiving Day like, hey, you got to come to work.
Put your turkey down. There's some other legs. We got to investigate.
Put it down. We got to, you know, Tiger just got his car window smashed in.
He's out here.
And I didn't, I guess, as much as I had... you know, done stories on Rachel. I didn't know all the ins and outs. And you guys did a beautiful job of kind of describing who she was, how she grew up, what her family was like, how she wound up meeting Tiger. And I really enjoyed kind of the backstory.
Humanizing.
Yeah,
it's humanizing. More humanizing.
Yeah, when we're able to do that, it's wonderful. There isn't always that information available to us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to get past the big splashy story that that person is most known for. So when you can dig a little and find that background, I love hitting it because, again, I think Alicia used the right word, humanizing. I think what I really loved about that last episode was that I feel like I knew something about Rachel I did not know going in. And I felt for her far more than I did. I didn't expect to lead the story and feel any kind of way about her. But I left like, hey, I think I'm rooting for this woman. And I don't think she got the fair end of this deal, you know? So thanks for noticing that.
Awesome.
And that's all the props you ladies are getting. We're done.
Okay, we're done. Well, we're really uncomfortable, so that's fine.
So, you know, one thing is we are a podcast discovery show, and we love hearing what other creators enjoy listening to, what you guys are tuning into. So, Melissa, can you give us a podcast that you love right now?
Okay, I had to think about this. I am going to go independent for this, but you know what I really love? Down by the Creek. It is a Dawson's Creek rewatch by someone who never watched it, so maybe not rewatch, but he's going episode by episode with no knowledge of this show and has different guests on. He's convinced Dawson is a serial killer the whole time, and he gives you notes on why he is. And Alvin, he also hosts Affirmative Murder, and he is so funny, so great, and just nails it. I was on the episode, one of the episodes, not why I'm plugging it, but and he's just so funny and so on with all of his observations. So if you're a Dawson's Creek fan or have considered it, that's the one to go for.
Wait, was Dawson a serial killer? Because I never saw Dawson's Creek. Was he a killer?
Well, then hop in because you're going to get ready for a ride. You're going to wonder.
All right, Rebecca, what about you?
I'm really glad you asked the question. Right now, what is your favorite podcast? Because like to pick one, you know, impossible. So right now I'm super enjoying this podcast I discovered called the Tenish podcast, like the number 10 ISH. Oh. So it's a top 10
I've heard
list.
Of this one. Yes.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's two guys co-hosting together. And the setup is similar to Criminality in that one of them brings a top 10 list to the other. And it will be some kind of listicle, like they recently did the worst states, the 10 worst states to live in the United States, according to different data. And so they're reading their research, and the other host is guessing the states at that point. So they're like, okay, nice. I'm going to say Texas is coming in at an 8. No offense. Love you, Texas. That was just off the cuff.
They're in there, and I'm from Texas. You're right. Continue. Yeah,
I do think it was in there. But so he's guessing, he's sharing. So you're learning. It's like a game. And honestly, the top 10s could go on forever. They've done super hyper-specific things. And there was even a reality show one recently. They did the 10 longest running reality TV shows. So now reality is like going on 20 years. So there were some shows and they rank them. So it's just really fun, but you also do get some fun factoids you take away that you can like, you know, impress people on podcast appearances with.
You may already know this one, Rebecca, but just to go along with what with Tenish, you might enjoy Factorious. Yes. You might enjoy Factorious.
Oh, I've heard of Factorious.
Have you checked it out? What do you think?
I haven't listened yet. I've just heard of it. So I'm going to add it to the queue.
Check it out and let me know.
I'm all about facts. Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing up Tenish because it was one of those ones that I've heard about and I think I forgot to write it down.
Mm.
And
yes.
then obviously it slips my mind.
You're
because
meant to check it out.
3 million podcasts out right. there. And so thank you for refreshing. I'm going to go check that one out. I like just hearing from other people of what they're listening to. So thank you for that.
Rebecca Sebastian and Melissa Ray, host of Criminality. Thank you, ladies, so much for coming on and giving us the inside scoopage.
And we got so much more coming up on Pod Sauce, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to Spot Sauce, guys. Dax.
Yeah.
You got an Odd Pod pick for
us. I do. So this one's pretty good. So my Odd Pod pick of the week this week is called Profession Confession, and it's with the host is Gabe Noah, who's a comedian.
Okay.
But each episode welcomes a new profession, and there's no names.
Okay.
There's no identifiers to the people, so they can confess whatever they want about their job, letting you know the dirty, grimy details, just stuff that maybe they wouldn't normally tell people, but they're telling a whole lot of people, just not saying who they are.
Give me an example.
Okay. So one of the episodes, they have a VIP promoter. So this person was talking about how they could spend $30,000 in a mall and partying with NBA players and what it's really like to be a VIP host. And you're essentially doing all the dirty work for a rich celebrity to come party with you.
Oh my gosh.
The one though that caught my attention, I'm terrible, funeral director.
The mortuaries?
Yes.
What were they doing?
So this guy talks all about dishing the dirt on what it's like, what happens before a person takes their last nap, everything from swollen corpses to too much embalming fluid to playing pranks on kids who are trying to sneak peeks at dead bodies.
Is that how he described it, though? Their last nap, as if they're coming back? as if they're going to be a zombie?
But I'm like, I kind of want to know, because that's a career I would never choose. So what is it like to work inside a funeral home? What's it like to embalm bodies?
Did he give tea? Did you listen to this episode?
No, I didn't listen. This is my Odd Pod. I don't normally listen to these. I just kind of read them.
Damn, you're supposed
but
to
But I want
that
to
episode.
Listen to this
yes.
one. There's a psychic. So I guess they brought the psychic on thinking they were going to dispel, are psychics real or not?
Yeah,
and I guess maybe they changed their mind. An eye removal technician is another person that came on.
We're just popping out eyes around here?
Yeah, exactly.
Eyeballs?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to listen to this.
Right? All right, so this is my Odd Pod pick of the week, Profession Confession, which is now, next week is going to be my pick of the
1,000%. It might be our pick of the week, because I'm over here and then what happened?
Exactly. So anyway, so Gabe describes it as basically discussions that turn disturbing, shocking, fascinating, and a lot of fun stories
for
come out of this.
Sure. I'm here for it. All right,
so,
D.
That is my Odd Pod pick of the week for you.
Profession Confession.
Profession Confession, I'm in. And if you are interested in checking out anything we talked about today, any of the podcasts we mentioned, any of the guests we had on, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have links. We'll have
articles. We, you know, that's really the place to go. And mm-hmm. you can watch our videos there. So if you're listening, but you want to see what we look like, what my socks are, head on over to podsauce.com. You can watch the video there and you can sign up for our newsletter. Until then, follow us on social media at The Pod Sauce, and you can follow me at Dax Holt.
And you can follow me at I Am Alicia Renee. And until next time, thank you so much for joining us. Be good to yourselves. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.